This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitijan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, after yesterday's big breather today, again, we have seen a slippage on the benchmark indices Nifty and the Sensex. What led to the fall today? And also, could you give us a clarity on what the next week holds for us?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, it was indeed a volatile week for Indian markets as benchmark indices closed in the red, at least, you know, 3 out of the 4 trading sessions because it was a holiday shortened week. Now, Sensex dropped by more than 150 points, while Nifty 50 slipped below 12,100 levels on Thursday. Now, remember, markets will be closed on Friday on account of a public holiday. Now, on weekly basis, Nifty 50 closed with losses of 0.27%, while Sensex fell 0.21% for the week ended February 20th. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street for Thursday, now Sensex fell 152 points to close at 41,170, while the Nifty 50 was down 45 points to close at 12,080 levels on Thursday. Now, Indian market will remain shut, as I'd already told you, on Friday on account of a public holiday. But sectorally, the action was seen in metals, telecom, banks, power and healthcare stocks, while profit taking was visible in energy, oil and gas, IT, consumer durable and FMCG space. Now, the broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index closed 0.4% higher, while the small-cap index was up 0.51%. Now, experts are of the view that volatility is likely to continue on account of a coronavirus, and investors will take cues from the Trump-Modi meeting that is due next week. Although no trade delays expected, but commentary towards opening trade in the future will be something which is watched out for. And that's why we are seeing some bit of defense-related stocks, in focus around about this time. If you look at the top Nifty gainers, it includes stocks like Zee Entertainment, SBI, Tata Steel and IndusInd Bank. While in terms of losers, TCS, HUL, Asian Paints and Cipla were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, could you also help us understand in terms of stocks and sectors, which were the sectoral indices that were the best performers of the day? And also in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume action seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the metal index, which rose 0.9%, followed by the telecom index that gained 0.55%, and the banking index was up 0.39%, while profit taking was visible in sectors like energy, which was down 0.95%, followed by the oil and gas index that fell 0.78%, and the IT index was down 0.75%. While volume spike of 100 to 700% was seen in stocks like SRF, Biocon, Escorts, Sun Pharma, Indiabulls Housing Finance and Max Financial Services, while long buildup was seen in stocks like Mindtree, Sun Pharma, as well as Axis Bank, and short buildup was seen in stocks like Grasim, Escorts, as well as Wipro. Now, at a time when Nifty 50 as well as Sensex fell, nearly 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that include names like Bajaj Finance, SRF, Dr. Reddy's, DB's Laboratories, IRCTC, as well as Amber Enterprises. While on the losing front, there are more than 170 stocks that hit a fresh 52-week low, which include names like Sobha, Future Lifestyle, ENIL, Hindustan Zinc, DB Corp, as well as Jayant Agro.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, there were a whole host of other stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Max Financial Services first, which climbed 9% today after a media report indicated that Axis Bank could be buying 20% stake in the company. Now, Future Lifestyle Fashion share prices also fell 2% after the company approved to issue shares to IFC and promoter entity. Now, Jayant Agro Organics share prices fell 4% today after CRISIL downgraded the company's long-term credit rating, citing fall in castor seed prices. Now, Simplex Infrastructure share prices jumped almost 5% following reports of Adani Group that is considering buying equity stake in the company. Now, Thomas Cook India share prices rose almost 20% after the company said it will consider buyback of its shares. Now, to understand the technical perspective, Kshitij, could you help us understand what are the crucial levels to watch out for on the index now for the next week? Mm-hmm. And also, what kind of strategy should investors and traders adopt?
Well, absolutely. Well, it was a day of consolidation for Indian markets, actually. And, if you look at the global queues at this point in time, they were fairly positive. But then again, we saw some bit of profit taking at high levels because, we were anyways trading near about 12,150 and 12,200 levels. So any bounce back was sort of getting sold into. But the good part is that we are able to hold on to that 12,000, in fact, 12,050 levels as well. And, as we referred to the previous the podcast that we did, and we suggested that 12,030 is an important support level. I think it remains to be an important support level for the coming week as well. So for today, if you look at the candlestick charts, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily chart, and the price chart of Nifty remains weak as the counter is struggling to get past its 50 days exponential moving average, which is placed at 12,141. So the 50 days moving average is actually acting as a fair bit of resistance for the Indian market. Now, momentum on the upside shall pick up on a strong close above 12,150. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. Now, traders can retain positive stance as long as Nifty sustains above 12,040, 12,030 levels, but it looks prudent to initiate fresh longs in Nifty only a close above 12,150. Now, that's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. So, three levels to watch out on Monday would be 12,071 and 12,040 on the downside, 12,152 on the upside, and 12,300 levels. If you look at the options data, then maximum call open interest is placed at 12,300 followed by 12,500, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,800.
Right. Thanks a lot then, Shitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for the next week. And with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.